This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I'd like to be an educated idiot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to be with you. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, being part of the conversation, not dominating, not yelling out, but just being part of the conversation. And I very much do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Okay. You know I love the crazy, crazy, crazy stories, right? David Fisher is going to join us after the first break. We're going to talk about your money, your wallet, what's going on in China. I mean, we're going to get a lot in a relatively short period of time. So, but to the crazy stories, the ones that I just love because it just proves my point over and over and over again. So, apparently, they're asking, when I say they, you know who the they I'm talking about, right? Now, Vice President Pence's wife, probably, I'm guessing, I haven't asked her, I don't know her personally, I'd almost guarantee you that she's a Christian. You know, just a guess, wild guess, right? And... And apparently this is a problem for some people. And the problem is twofold. One, she gets Secret Service protection. That's a problem for them. Right? Because she works at a campus, or she's part of a Christian ministry. And a Christian ministry that discriminates. Right? You listening to this? So Karen Pence is a believing Christian woman. She took a part-time job at a private Christian school. And this, believe it or not, is a scandal. Right? Her job's already been merited, not by one, but by all those wonderfully ethical publications like Washington Post. Right? There's also a CNN report on her. It argues that the school is like a real-life setting for The Handmaid's Tale, right? And this is supposed to shock you and make you crazy. And she joined some fringe Christian cult or something we don't know about, right? The Branch Davidians, maybe they've been reborn in her and the group she's with, right? Are teachers kept in the form of sex slavery or sex slaves as a whole? I mean, really, seriously, how bad can it be? The New York Times puts it that Karen Pence, the second lady of the United States, returned to teaching art this week, accepting a part-time position at the private Christian school that does not allow gay students, requires employees to affirm that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. It's a terrible thing for her to be part of. Right? You see what's going on here, right? Everything is back to a religious test. But they're accepting, except when you're a Christian. They want to be a big tent. They want to be accepting. They want to help out, except when you're a Christian. Right? Something doesn't seem right. And if you've been around Christians, if you've been around Christian education, you know, I've been to Christian schools in other places. I know guys that have kids that attend Christian schools and Christian colleges. I've never seen the craziness that they talk about. So when you say that no gays are allowed, I'd have to see that or know that or hear that for sure. And many thousands of Christian schools have statements of faith. They have codes of conduct that require teachers, sometimes students and parents, to agree with this theological doctrine. You're going to go after them for that? Matter of fact, from within the Christian community, this theological doctrine, from school to school to school, that don't agree with each other, that are not the same. My daughter went to a Christian school that was different than the denomination. We were non-denominational. They had a little, some of their basics were a little different than what we believed. And I had to read it and show it to her and say, hey, are you okay with these? Are you okay with going to a school that allows or doesn't allow this when you do? She had to make that decision. Really that simple. So you have to comply with theological doctrine. You have to comply with the rules or the basic tenets of the church or the church maybe that college is affiliated with. They don't say no gays allowed. What they say is, here's what we believe in, and here's how you must behave. We did a story about one school that didn't tolerate premarital sex. What's the argument from the left? Well, that's crazy, because they're having all kinds of premarital sex on college campuses. Okay, maybe they are. School doesn't allow it. The school will not accept it as a normal way of life. And you don't have a right to tell them any different. But that's that fascism thing, where they think they do have a right, yet they call us fascists. Now, the Emmanuel Christian School that they're talking about, it does have a code of conduct. It's a ministry of Emmanuel Bible Church. It has adopted the church's essentials of faith, and it's created a parent agreement that contains the following relevant language. They have to sign and agree to, I understand that the biblical role of Emmanuel Christian School is to partner with families to encourage students to be imitators of Christ. This necessarily involves the school's understanding and belief regarding biblical morality and standards of conduct. I understand that the school reserves the right within its sole discretion to refuse admission to an applicant or to discontinue enrollment of a student if the atmosphere or conduct within a particular home, the activities of the parent or the guardian, the activities of the student are counter to what the school stands for and stands on. And it gives you scripture to stand behind. But here's the other part that bothers me. They signed the agreement. If they have a problem with it, why would they sign it? And for those of you on the left that think it's ridiculous, go to a different school. So we'll see your host, you'll sit on the real side. Don't go far. David Fisher will join me after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address. You know, you can sign up to get your text messaging. You want to send a text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Let's get with it. David Fisher joins me. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. And I think you ought to, too. We're back. I told you, you've been waiting for him. I know you have, because we've been financially lost without him. Anyway, David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a good time when he's on. And I always, we always get some really good information coming into the new year. Kind of blind
without our man around. David, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. It feels like forever since the last time I was on your program. A lot of health issues have happened and come and gone. And, you know, this flu over here that I've been hearing hitting people is lasts forever, it seems like. But yeah, we're on the tail end of all that. So
oh,
it's
cool.
Good to be on your program.
And you know what? I know it's an old joke, but, man, it seems like it's been a year since I've talked to you.
It has been a year.
Yeah, I
technically.
Know, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, financially, it seemed like a decade because of everything that's been going on and up and down and what have you. You know, let's each year at the beginning of the year, you give us your predictions about the market. This year, you know what? It's you've been spot on the last 2 years. I don't know how you're going to do this year. Tell me what's going to happen.
Well, first of all, let me put my disclaimer out there. This year is totally different than the last couple of years in predicting. I'm going to make my prediction, but I'm scratching my head a little bit because there's so many more variables now that could change the predictions and throw it into a tailspin. But I will say this. Markets often behave like spoiled children. When they want something, they want it then, and they're going to cause a fit until they get what they want. Because I want it now, and I want it now, Daddy, you know, type of thing. And that's what's been happening to the markets. They've been very childlike, and typically they do behave this way. But we've certainly seen that get magnified last year with, you know, the market being up several hundred points one day, and then the next day is down several hundred points. And it's very sensitive to what the news is being said, or what President Trump said, or the Fed said, or things like that, or what China said or didn't say. And so we saw that last year, and we saw my prediction last year that the markets would do around single digits, 5-7% up. I was off on that because they closed down last year. But I'm going to stick with the same prediction I made last year, that I don't think it's going to be a booming year like 2017 was, because there's no driving force to cause that to happen. But I think we're going to have a markets that will close at the end of this year up just slightly, single digits, unless, and here's the disclaimer, unless we have something that causes us to move into this recession that I've been talking about. But I don't think the recession is coming in 2019. I think it's coming in 2020. And the people that I draw my facts from are also saying that. So, but it's going to be a bumpy ride, but not as bumpy as last year. Last year was pretty, the most bumpiest volatile ride I've ever seen in 25 years. And so I don't think we're going to have that volatility where we're going to have, you know, 500 point swing one day and another 600 point swing the other direction the next day. We are going to have some volatility, but it's not going to be as extreme.
You know, it's funny because as people have been talking about this roller coaster ride and where the market's going, and oh my God, no my God, no my God, I kept saying, look at it. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, Fisher's been talking about this all year long. He's been talking about how the market needs to reset, how, you know, there's certain things that are in place that, you know, you're going to have this problem. So I'm not concerned. I'm not crazy. I'm not going, oh my God, what happens next? Because I've been listening to you and paying attention to you for quite some time now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, this my big deal about being informed, being engaged, and understanding what's going on, and listening to you over the last few years, I was not that crazy about this ride that has come up. Now, you know, we've got all these uncertainties, right? And it was, you know, what's coming into the market? You've got the government shutdown, and I was going to ask you this. It's funny. Before we talked, I was going to ask you this anyhow. You know, the debt ceiling is right behind you getting the government open, maybe, right? Then you've got the Chinese now saying that, hey, we may go to zero tariffs on both sides, and then the Fed unwinding. I mean, this is like a cauldron of a bomb making, is it not?
Yeah, we have some, you know, uncertainties happening this year, and, you know, we don't have as good news as we'd had at the beginning of last year and the previous year. The GDP, the gross domestic products, it's slowing down from almost 3% down to 2.4% is what we're going to see in 2019. we're starting to see a bunch of companies coming out, and they're cutting what you call a guidance. In other words, they're what they think the profit is going to be, corporate profit. They're cutting those numbers from higher numbers previously to adjusting it downward. So, I mean, this is when companies like Apple cuts what you call revenue guidance, which they cut this recently, just recently for the first time in 16 years. That tells us something. And if you remember, that was the day that the market went down like 800 points. Apple cut their guidance. But Macy's cut their guidance. Barnes & Noble's. Here's some companies. FedEx, American Airlines, Delta, Kohl's. Ford didn't cut their guidance, but they announced that they're going to cut massive jobs in Europe. Jaguar announced it's going to cut 10% of its workforce. BlackRock announced it's cutting 500 jobs. State Street announced they're cutting 15% of their senior management. So, you know, I can keep going on. There's lots of other companies out there. What's happening is we're seeing two things happening. The workforce is being cut because the economy is not – there's a slowdown coming, and CEOs see that. In fact, there was a survey that was done on Financial News, CNBC. 63% of the people polled, these are investors, said that they believe a recession is going to happen this year. I don't think it's going to happen this year, like I said. I think it's going to be next year's. But there is so much talk out there, Joe, that saying we should embrace for a recession. Morgan Stanley came out a few days ago. Their senior strategists are saying, don't be surprised if the market tests its previous lows, which was in December, the worst month since the depression in December. The worst December month since the depression was last year. And they're saying that, they being Morgan Stanley, saying, don't be surprised. In fact, you should probably embrace it. That's their term, quote unquote, that we're going to test the low again. With what happened, and we're about 9% off the low.
More from David Fisher on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Grab a fresh drink, whatever it is that you do. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office Friday issued a statement disputing a news report from BuzzFeed that claimed President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie about the timing of discussions over a proposed Trump Tower project in Moscow. Peter Carr, a spokesman for Mueller's office, said Friday BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the Special Counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. President Trump tweeted Friday he'll make a major announcement Saturday at 3 p.m. from the White House about the border and ongoing government shutdown. Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was sentenced to 6 years, 9 months behind bars for shooting to death 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. Reverend Marvin Hunter, McDonald's great-uncle outside the courthouse, said they wanted a longer sentence, but they still want a victory.
It sets a precedent, and it sends a strong message to unjust police officers that now you can and will go to jail if you're caught lying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's get back to it with David Fisher. Love to have him on the show, and he gives us a real, real feel on what's going on in the market. You don't have to be worried. We're going to be just fine. Listen and learn. Time with him, and you know, he puts it in plain simple language, and we're talking all the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks, and now we're going to get some we'll get some real information from David. You know, how China's going to affect this, the tariffs with China, the Fed unwinding, you know, and I think you used the R word before the break, recession word. Keep going, David. Let us know what we can expect to see.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw equity prices retract at all, and because what they call the earnings are being revised. So companies are not making as much money. The tailwind of the tax incentive is long gone now, and so companies need to stand on their own 2 feet. But there's still headwinds fighting against this, and that's the Fed unraveling the balance sheet. So I don't know if we want to talk about the Fed, the government shutdown, or China, but those are the three main things that I see, the wild cards, depending on what happens or what doesn't happen, will cause either economic growth or economic stagnation. So unfortunately, these three things are big wild cards. They were the wild card last year, two of the three. The Fed became the wild card towards the month of December, which was what caused this economic, the market to pull back. And most people would say that was because of the Fed. Let's talk about the Fed since I'm bringing that up, okay?
Yeah.
So the Fed is like a fish out of water right now. They're flip-flopping. I haven't seen the Fed flip-flop for a while, quite a few years, in fact. But the Fed said in December that they're going to be on autopilot. And what that means is, remember we talked about them unraveling the balance sheet, which is them selling the $4.5 trillion of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities that they accumulated right after 2008, that they used the assets to prop up the economy and to eject capital into the markets. Well, now the Fed is doing the opposite. They're selling treasuries or selling mortgage-backed securities. They started last year doing that and slightly the fall of the year before. And that's what we saw causing market turmoil. Just about every time they sold anything major, we saw major turmoil. When they got to full capacity in August of last year, that's when we saw a huge downturn. And when the Fed commented in December that they're going to be on autopilot continuing this, that's when we saw the next major downturn. So that's what they said in December. Well, here we move to January, and for the first time in history, Jerome Powell, Janet Yellen, the previous Fed chairman, and Ben Bernanke, the previous Fed chairman, all were sitting at the same table at an economic forum that was in Atlanta, and they all were asked the same question. This was the American Economic Association in Atlanta about a week ago. They were asking, what are we going to see? What's the Fed going to do? Powell, who runs the Fed now, says he doesn't see the balance sheet as a problem that the market has made it out to be. In other words, he's saying the Fed's going to keep the course. But on the other side of his mouth, he said they asked him, because it was an open forum, people were asking questions, if the Fed would ever look at a time when they would, you know, alter their course and not sell $1 billion here in 2019, because it's $50 billion a month. His response was, you know, we will take a look at that, and if you see a need to change, then we'll change. So then all the financial news came out, Joe, and they said, hey, we got a new policy. The Fed's going to slow down the balance sheet. That's not what they said. So the very next 3 or 4 days, the Fed came out and reinstated, we're going to continue this. So it's a kind of a back and forth thing. But one thing that the Fed did say that other financial institutions have also said, that's the concern. And that is this. Janet Yellen agreed with this, and so did Jerome Powell. Bernanke didn't comment. But they all said that they worry that they don't have the tools in the United States in the event that we have bubbles being formed, and I have a whole white paper on bubbles being formed, and those bubbles burst, they don't have enough what you call emergency lending in the powers that be to keep a major downturn from happening. And they cited like supporting AIG. They would not have the money to bail out AIG. They actually used the term collapse. This thing, this could cause a collapse or cause a deep or long recession is what the terminology they used. They're not the first person to say these things. In fact, Timothy Geithner, previous part of the run the Treasury, he's a part of a group that said a couple months ago that says the Fed has less tools today than they had back in 2008. So they're trying to get the Fed to not be the end result of fixing everything. And so that's why the Fed mandate is to, you know, monitor unemployment and interest rates. And they're moving away from trying to fix the market or in support to the market. So they're moving towards the back to their mandate of the dual mandate that the Fed was established by in 1913. So they moved way away from that. They should have never injected money in the market. That's not their mandate. That's not what the Fed was created for. So now pulling that away, investors don't like that. So that's the biggest thing that's happening with the Fed. We're going to watch and see if the Fed actually remains course, continues to raise interest rates. I think we have 2 interest rate hikes. That's my prediction for 2019. I think they're going to unravel at least $400 billion, maybe not the full amount of $600 billion, but $400 billion, 2 interest rate hikes, and a lot of changing in the verbiage that they're not going to be able to be predictable and be cornered into exactly black and white, here's what the Fed's going to do. That's what I see happening with the Fed, and it's going to create some uncertainty in the market,
and David, they were much more, you know, one of the things I've been saying over and over and over again for a while is, first of all, I don't think the Fed even hinted of raising rates as much as they have in the short period of time that they had with President Trump as they did with President Obama. And, you know, again, the other thing I've been telling people, too, is remember that under President Obama, the market was was propped up, if you would, by the government with quantitative easing. Am I right?
Well, in 2008, when Obama's office, unemployment was at 7%. It peaked. And it actually went to 10% in 2010. So the dual mandate from the Fed is to monitor unemployment. So that's why they didn't raise rates, because the economy couldn't handle it under Obama. This should be a pat on the president's back, President Trump. The economy can handle rate hikes, even though, you know, we have to get back to normalization. And this is just like anything else. Everybody wants their house to go up 20-30% a year. Everybody wants their car not to depreciate. Everybody wants their stock portfolio to go up 20-30% a year. Those are not normal things. 7% in stocks, 3-5% at best in a house, and cars do depreciate. That's just how life works financially. To expect anything else, and normal rates are 3.5%. That's the normal rate. We've been at 0.25%, so we've been in an unnormal environment, and the Fed's moving the needle to get back to normalcy, and having a $5 trillion balance sheet is not normal, but $800 billion in a normal balance sheet. So they're trying to get back to the normal, and the markets are having a fit. The president doesn't like it, but they've been warning us all along for 5 years that they're going to do this. But they've not ever said, you know, we're going to raise rates under Trump, and we're not going to we're also going to raise rates under Obama. What they said is they're going to keep rates low until the economy can handle it. And obviously they think the economy can handle it. There's fidgeting. Like I said, a spoiled child says they don't like this. Well, liking it and being in reality are two different things. And that's what the market and investors just have to settle down and accept.
Yep.
But they're not liking it. That's why you're seeing these volatile moments.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So when we come back, there's so much more I want to get to. You're going to have to learn how to talk faster. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back. You know, David, always, the thing I love about David is we always get the information we need from him. You get in plain simple. Yeah, you know, it would help if I did that, huh? You get in plain simple English, okay? You don't have to beat your brains out trying to figure out what's going on. I have to go grab a dictionary to try to figure out what's going on as well. And if you've been paying attention to the show for any length of time, you've been paying attention to David for any length of time, you know as well as I do that the market was going to be volatile like this. Remember, you heard him say it a few minutes ago. He predicted this last year. He told you what was going to happen, and the perfect storm is coming together. Anyway, more with David on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, stay with us. You're going to love, you may not love what David has to say, but you're going to get the information you need to protect your money. David Fisher. Back with David Fisher, Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when he's on with us, and we get the plain, simple scoop in English, which is what I love when it comes. When it comes to this kind of thing and healthcare and all that stuff, I can't understand half of what they say. But with David, we get it and I understand it. David, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us trying to move through this stuff. Government shutdown. I got to tell you something. I am not belittling the fact that some people aren't getting paid. I don't notice it. How is this going to affect the market if it keeps going on?
Well, I don't think it really affects the market so much as it affects the economy and affects the government. I mean, this costs the government $1.2 billion a day. 800 people are not being paid. 400 of those are out on furlough. And it is affecting people who live from paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, we could get into the political side and say, you know, who's at fault? Is it Democrats, Republicans? And we can go back and forth till the cows come home.
Yep.
I think the thing to focus on is what effect will this have, you know, as if we continue with this shutdown, what will that look like? And if you remember, at the end of last year when they were talking about this, I can't remember if it was on your program or another person on the National Talk Radio asked me the question when we were 3 days into the shutdown. I said, and the answer is, because they asked me how long this will last, I said, I think you could possibly see this as the longest shutdown in history. And so I was right on that one. We're now, what, on the 25th day of the shutdown, 26 maybe?
Yeah.
Which is the longest in history. But here's what's happening. A bigger thing that we need to worry about is just recently, a week ago, and I wasn't well enough to be on your program to talk about it when it was fresh off the press, but there's what you call credit rating agencies. Just, you know, just like there's people that, you know, rate people's individual credit scores, there's credit rating agencies that rate governments on their ability to pay their bills. And one is called the Standard & Poor's, which is not this S&P 500, that's just called the Standard & Poor's. And in 2012, the Standard & Poor's downgraded our country for the second time in history on our ability to pay our bills, because the came to an agreement under Obama saying, here's how much we're going to do for the budget. Well, it was so much bigger, the overspending, than what was coming in. They, Standard & Poor's, downgraded our country for the first time, and gold and silver rallied for 4 months over 30% as a result of that. Last week, another grading company is now threatening to downgrade our country. That's based around the government shutdown, and it's called Fitch, F-I-T-C-H. They're threatening to cut the U.S. credit rating if we don't get our financial house in order. And the actual verbiage is Fitch warned that an enduring shutdown battle could negatively impact negotiations over the debt ceiling, which could prompt us to join S&P in eliminating its AAA rating for the U.S. In other words, what they're saying is the debt ceiling is coming. It's March 2nd of this year. And if this fight over trying to agree on something about the wall or opening up the government, that bleeds into they don't show they can't agree on something, and they get closer to the debt ceiling, we're going to have to downgrade the United States in its credit worthiness because they're showing that they can't get their financial house in order. They can't agree on things, and it is affecting the economy, and it will affect investors, and we don't think that their credit is as high as it should be. We will downgrade the United States. This would be the third time in the history of our country. It's a very sad thing to say. We can't get our financial house in order, but I think March 2nd, that may sound a long ways away, a month and a half, but we're going to get there real quick, and I don't think, unfortunately, I want to be an optimistic on this, but I see no movement on resolving this issue. There's no negotiations that are really taking place of any substantial measure that shows a give and take on either side to come to some sort of a middle ground, or any one side or the other even coming close to their side saying, let's work together and let's get this thing back open. I think this thing could go long after March 2nd, unfortunately. But I hope I'm wrong, because at some point it will start, the pain will increase. It will start affecting the markets because it creates uncertainty. It will affect the dollar, and it will affect our credit worthiness. And we will see all the things that I'm talking about as time goes on. Time is not on our side. It's against us on this deal.
Well, what about the Chinese, our negotiations with China? I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of things, but would China ever get to a zero tariff moment?
No. Don't think we're ever going to get there.
That was easy.
The reason for it is they have no incentive. They don't think they have a problem with their technology transfers. They don't see it as an issue. We do.
Right.
And they don't see the trade deficit in our side as a negative for them. And getting to a zero-sum game is not no benefit to them. It's no detriment to them. They just see the United States bullying countries. And, you know, when you I know a lot of people don't understand how trade wars work, but it's not benefiting the United States. It's costing us not the government money. It's costing consumers money because when products come in from China, they have to pay a border tax that comes in. There's a company that actually does that. That goes to the government. And so the companies that buy those products, all they're doing is raising their margins. They're raising the level of the cost of the item. So it's the consumer that pays this, not the government.
Right.
So just to clarify, that's how the system works. But China accounts for about 30% of the growth globally. If they catch a cold and they're moving backward in their economy, we are the best economy in the world, the United States does. We're the standalone economy, but we're starting to slow down. The rest of the world has already slowed down. And if China slows down significantly, which the December number in manufacturing signaled below 50 in what you call their PMI, this is the first time it's contracted in a long time because they've always stated growth, and now they're showing a contraction. We could see a downturn. In addition to that, the last 4 years, check this out. I hope I'll squeeze this in time here. The Chinese central bank admits to injecting $50 trillion into the financial assets into their financial system in the last 4 years. The Fed has created about $19 trillion in the same amount of time of injecting capital. So we're talking about 50 versus 19 trillion.
Wow.
And they're, keep in mind, China's economy is only 12 trillion. The U.S. is 19 trillion. Excuse me, let me get my numbers straight. China injected 50 trillion. We injected 5 trillion. We have a $19 trillion economy. China has a $12 trillion economy. For every asset of $25 China injected into the economy, they only got $1 return on it. So this is going to all blow up financially. This is where I think in 2020 the major blow-up is going to happen. It's going to be based upon government debt, not just ours, but now China's.
You got me flabbergasted here. I mean, looking at everything that's going down and... Let's talk a little bit. You've only got a couple of minutes left, so let's talk about your white paper, how people can get information, how they can maneuver through, or at least be ready for what's coming down. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's called Which Bubble Will Burst First to Cause the Great Deflate. It talks about all these bubbles. In fact, one was confirmed on Financial News today. They're talking about student loans being an issue and how that's affecting the real estate markets because the number one new buyer is going to be a student out of college. They just can't afford to buy a home because of this student loans that they hold. So that's a bubble that's forming. We could see that burst. There's several other bubbles. Get the white paper. It talks about how these have formed in the past, different bubbles, how they were formed, and what they did when they popped. There was a chain event. This talks about the new bubbles that are being formed and where the chain event could happen. And how you protect yourself from it, because most people don't want to go through another 2008. It is coming at some level at some time, and I think it's going to be closer, if not to this summer, it will be somewhere between this summer and the beginning of next year.
Wow. Yeah, again, a lot going on, a lot happening. They can find you at LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com. Call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. You know, David's always given us good information, and he's pretty much been right on about everything we've been talking about. So I say it on the show constantly. Get informed. That way you won't make these stupid decisions. I am Jerome, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, have a safe weekend. I want you back here with me on Monday. Don't do anything stupid. And, you know, you can always find David online. LandmarkGold.com. Boy, I had a brain fade there for a second. LandmarkGold.com, LandmarkGold.com. Hey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.